I'll clean the children now. The children keep her busy now. And that's how he spends all the time looking after them until they went overseas.
And when they go overseas, I go in to learn bridge. That's how now I can learn how to play bridge. Now I don't feel like going out to play. I play in the net. You know? Wow. Any minute, any hour, I just sit down and play. Because the whole round through, any part of the world, the players. So if I say to now I play, will be about the China, all these our Asian country people. So at night time, the US, the English and all that, you know. Every minute, every hour you go down, you can play.
Do you buy that lunch or are you going out for lunch?
Oh yeah, sorry.
I just buy fried rice for you.
Oh, you bought already?
You want your lunch?
Oh, I have to go already because we are going to the airport.
To fresh.
Yeah.
What time is she arriving?
She's arriving 2:30.
Yeah,
so I get home 1:30
and then we... Yeah.
Sorry to keeping you
don't
going.
Don't say that at all. Thank you so much.
You have to go and fetch her.
We all go as a family.
Oh, family.
Yeah,
okay. So, any more MA for session?
Yeah, I thought, is it alright if I came back? Is it okay if I came back? And then we have one more session. Whether we can then hone in on the time and...
Specific topics.
Would that be okay? Maybe Sunday afternoon? Next Sunday afternoon?
What time afternoon?
After lunch.
Okay.
Because there's a time when I either go to listen to my music or watch TV.
Okay.
Doing nothing.
After lunch, can.
Okay, around 2 like that.
Because at 5 or 1, I will do gardening. This is the time when the garden needs me because they're all, so many of my plants died because of dehydration.
Now the garden belongs to him.
So at least
territory. Now he's a gardener.
Apart from doing household work, that's one thing I do in my life. I'm used to household work because from young, I did so much household work. Cook, wash, clean the house. So that's why I'm so used to it that when I see anything that I automatically clean. So I help her because I know she can't expect her to do it all. So I help her out, clean the house and all that.
Very good. Very neat. You want to, pile up your things nicely.
That's what I do now, apart from my hobbies, playing mahjong, playing golf. Those are my pastime now. The worst is playing mahjong, playing gambling. Born gambler, that's how I know I am.
Not that bad.
But not
okay,
so, not so
I
bad.
I firstly go and listen to this gambler, he was a big gambler, the taiko, and won a distinct in baccarat.
Well,
he lose
$600,000
in one
duo. Luckily, I'm not so rich. I cannot lose that amount.
He knows Yong Leng very well. Francis, the good friend. So after he gambled for 28 years, become such a bad man. Until he lost this, and he had a very good wife. Then somehow the wife consoled him. And then also he met somebody who was Christian. And somehow he was touched, and God called him, And from that day he gave up and turned to Christianity. And today, 28 years, he's the pastor already, Singapore pastor, Jimmy Tan. Wow, very interesting. His talk was very interesting. The way he is not ashamed to tell people what he did, what he done, but he just play like that. Then now become like you say, those who are compulsive gambler, if they hear this, hopefully that they can turn back. So you're mentioning about the casino, Las Vegas, England and all that. He has been. Baccarat King! Baccarat!
luckily I didn't become so bad.
Because that's why he said he's
not because I not because I don't I can't afford it. That's all. I know if I lose, money is gone.
He's a
so the only thing I hear, mahjong.
This is a fifth generation gambler, you know. Because your father is a gambler. That's
what,
why
fifth generation gambler?
Until this one already tied, cut down. So after that, his son, I think no more already.
What time are you supposed to be in your...
I should go. So maybe next week we can hone in on the time in the prisons and in the venereal disease clinic. Would that... Is it substantial enough to talk about?
Can also. Because... Actually, my career in the medical department is so colourful, so full of different... Health officer, port health officer,
so
MO prisons, MO casualty, MO outpatient department, MO wards, MO orthopedic. You name it, I went through all of them. Very few doctors will ever experience so much. Because I'm one of the few doctors who stayed on.
Now you want to concentrate on his the prison part and the syphilis,
treating
of this.
Oh, venereal diseases. During the days when I was an MO.
Yeah, because...
When you were in the clinic in this Petaling Street one, these two, he wants to...
I still remember that's in the 50s.
To get your insight into your contact with the marginalized classes, you don't hear very much about their lives and whether you might have
more
some insight
of that. Okay,
see lah.
Okay, but if...
But that's quite brief, not to say all... Quite long, but you are not...
The reason is that I can't remember all the details, because when you're 1 year as an MO prisoner, you used to visit the prison, visit all the lockups, see all the different inmates. So much, but I can't remember all the details. I can remember only some.
Some, of course, are the more that one that strike. That you feel it, from like the one that you so young and get executed, you were shouting, singing
I used to witness these communist terrorists being executed, and just before they executed, they'd be singing the China national anthem. So I say, how on earth, you are a Malaysian, why you're about to die, why you singing the national anthem? Just couldn't understand it at that time. Because they were always so indoctrinated. I still remember that.
The national anthem of
China.
Is the Chilai.
So whenever I hear the song, it reminds me of this young man who died in the Puru jail. All executed.
Okay, then you do it on that day. Don't delay her because she's going to the airport.
Okay. Yeah, if you think of anything else to add, then we can...
Still can add. So now you pick on this two interesting thing.
Okay. And today we had the time, I guess your first 30 years until post-grad, before you entered postgraduate.
And then you between this post, is this reason and the syphilis thing. And then there'll be another one where he will be the specialist at time.
After I went for further studies, less than 1959-60.
Until he stopped his... He retired from the government TV center. And joined Tongxin. That's another period, The old age, And how he started Tongxin also. The only physician in the... Chinese hospital, where you eat, drink herbal and all that, like, hospital. He is the one that he joined, pay by that hospital. 5,000 pay,
Plus allowance about 4,000.
So, okay.
Thank you.
so many parts.
Thank you very much. It was very interesting morning.
Good luck. Yeah. You write it down and see how it is. A lot of people ask him to write very interesting line, and then so interesting. But nobody do. Now you become volunteer. Good luck. There's somebody.
Actually, he asked me to write my autobiography. I just can't do it. I tried, I said, give up,
Now I say somebody will come and interview you, and good, say whatever, and then take it down, then we get some memory there.
Okay. Okay. Thanks so much.